Welcome to my brand new game.
Are you ready to play?
This is Big Brother.
Sadly evicted from Big Brother last night was Lara, the grandmother who was doing it for the girls, and she joins us right now. How are you?
I'm heaps good, darling. How are you?
Very good.
We're good. We're loving Big Brother, Lara. Last night was interesting because you had to compete against some of your fellow nominees to potentially save your spot in the Big Brother house. And you were talking a big game with a young fit guy by the name of JC. I've got it here. Let's have a listen.
I guarantee on my life, I am going to beat you. You will lose. You will lose. You're going to be up. So I know 100%. But Troy,
if you lose this, you're going to look like a fool.
Oh, little boy, go and play with your cars.
So was he right? Lara, do you feel like a fool now?
No way. I thought I was trying to listen. I thought I had no chance against him. He's fit. He's a young man. I was trying to psych him out, bloody hell.
Psych out.
Oh, my God. That was my big psych out. Did you hear it? And I had my deep voice on. My kids said, Mum, why do you do that deep voice like a man? I said, I don't know, because I was serious. I was trying to be serious.
That's my serious voice, kids.
Well, speaking about your kids, you did say that if you were to stay in the house, you were just going to be unapologetically you and you didn't care about embarrassing your kids anymore. Why would your kids be embarrassed?
Oh, they because before I went on, my kids said to me, Mum, don't. You're not going on there. You just say the first things that come out of your head. And Mum, please, you'll embarrass us. And don't flirt. Don't do this. Don't drink alcohol. So I went, oh, my God, I had so much to not do when I was on the show. And especially my mind runs 100 miles an hour because I've got ADHD. So unmedicated. So you can imagine. I was like, oh, my goodness. But it was fun.
So is there anything you didn't say that you wish you did?
Oh, no. I just talk about, I'm quite a open book. And so I talk about, like, everything, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw a little bit of that last night.
Tiny bit.
I was going to repeat it, but then I just remembered the time. Kids are in the car on the way to school, so I probably won't. Lara, I want to ask you about the food situation in the house, because it's come to light that you guys most of the time are surviving on not much more than tuna and fruit. And Tully, who's also in the house, has actually revealed she lost 6 kilos in the Big Brother house, which I don't know where that came from because it doesn't look like she has 6 kilos to lose. Is Big Brother deliberately starving you guys to make you more irritable and, I guess, get better entertainment out of you guys?
Probably, yeah. But you know what? I was used to that because I competed for so many years and I lived on tuna and rice and stuff like that. So I didn't really care. It wasn't the food that bothered me. I'd eat a crumb if I had to. I'm a survivor.
Come on, you.
Did you notice other people getting hangry?
Oh, mate, it was unbelievable. I have never in my life lived with a group of people. I lived with my parents all my life, and then I got married and I live with my family. So it was really unusual for me, but it gave me an insight to kids today and young people. I think they're all messy and untidy, so I'm not so hard on mine anymore.
Oh, I bet they love that.
Yeah, lucky them. To see you at 52 years old, a grandma, like competing as hard as you did in those challenges, it was awesome to see, Lara. So good luck going forward, mate, and thanks for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for your time. You were the important one. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's been a pleasure, mate. Catch Big Brother, guys, on Channel 7 and 7+. Cliffo and Gabby on Hit.